Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you as always. Very excited about having our good friend Kathy Perry back on the show. KP is here, ladies and gentlemen. She is she's our social media expert. She's the co-author of Stepping Stones to Success, and she always brings us really good stuff that we need to know when it comes to building communities online. That's what I call it. I don't like the term social media. You know that. I've told you that before. I dislike it immensely, especially, or at least in terms of business, Kathy. I prefer building customer communities. What do you think?
I think it's a great idea, Jim. I'm happy to be here and sharing all kinds of fun stuff with your listeners.
Well, I will be the judge about the fun stuff, Kathy, whether it's fun or not, Kathy. So, all right. So, social media engagement for free. I thought all social media was free.
Well, not exactly. Okay. You know, some of the rules have changed and things do cost. But what we're trying to do is just make sure you get out there a little bit more and you engage with your customers more. And so you might want to try using games or contests or giveaways for your business. That's one way.
You're talking about having to put some thought into this now, aren't you?
Yeah, well, there should always be thought in your social media strategy.
I thought you just kind of signed up and told asked people to like you. I thought that's all you had to do.
No. Well, you know,
there's more.
Even if they like you, it doesn't mean they're going to see your message.
I'm still working on getting somebody to like me. I'm still working on that part.
Well, the other thing is we want to be very visual with our messages,
mm-hmm.
and the content's going to go a lot further if you tell the story with pictures.
We are shiny object beings, aren't we?
Aren't we?
Squirrel!
I know. Everybody loves to look at pictures. Nobody's reading like they
that's
used
exact,
to.
No, that's exactly right.
It's really a problem.
I think so too. But no, you're right. I mean, look at Pinterest. For God's sake.
Yeah, I know.
And surely there's another one out there somewhere besides Pinterest that
I'm not taking
into consideration. But yeah, and even Twitter. Twitter. You know, people are putting up. Everybody's putting up all the graphics and the pictures and everything.
Well, they definitely added graphics when they saw Pinterest take off, didn't they?
Yeah, no kidding.
So, and you might want to repurpose your content. So sometimes people have, you have different demographics and audiences that you're serving, and so you have to be aware of that on social media because each one of those tools, Twitter and Facebook and LinkedIn, serves different audiences. And because of that, you have to be aware of what is it that I'm putting out there and how am I going to say it into this demographic.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's a very important
thing. And these are things that you can do. It won't cost you anything to do it, but it will cost you, obviously it costs you in manpower and time and energy and everything. But the actual execution of that strategy doesn't cost you anything unless you buy an ad or something.
Exactly. Yeah. So this is a way so you could still get engagement without having to spend the advertising dollars.
Well, and also, you know, there's a language too, isn't there, to social media? There's a protocol. There are folks who are likely to find and build community with online. They're used to talking and listening in a certain way. That's a little bit of a variation off of face to face, isn't it? And so you need to use that. You need to be able to use that dialect. I'm going to call it. What do you think?
It is. It is true. And then also you want to be listening and use monitoring tools to find out what people are saying about you.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of free tools out there, yep. You know, Google Alert.
Because you got to retweet those, don't you?
Yeah.
If it's on Twitter.
Yes, but you definitely want to know, well, you know, who's talking about me and how
and especially if it's not good stuff.
That's true. You have to be aware of that. And asking questions, finding out what your audience is interested in and what do they want to know about your business or about
mm-hmm.
you.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to show your personality a little bit.
And none of that costs any money except for the time and the effort of your people. But I still recommend, folks, that you assign somebody, and maybe part-time at first, but assign somebody to get good at this. In your business, I really think it makes a difference. I know Kathy agrees with me on that. We're going to talk about a contradiction in terms or a redundant Facebook thing in just a minute.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.